push this Chevy fucking Suburban out into this intersection so I can go through this light with you. Don't be a dick. All right, good, good. I don't want to listen to this bad cover of this song. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So go get your comp and have your loads and watch your back.
Well, it all happened when a second frag went to the same way.
Corn with a K, but was the R backwards? That's the real question.
Trust you, I won't come near you, and I sure as hell don't feel. Because the real question is, was it someone from Korn in the car?
Colonel Sanders is from there?
Well, Colonel Sanders, he played drums for Korn for a little while, didn't he? So maybe it was him.
I've been around the world.
around the world.
At the bottom of foot's down first, it was the first small factory closing up.
Oh, what's up? This...
You ready to listen, Echo?
Take a motherfucking link. Come on.
Son, got 90.
bitch ain't one. Hit it. Nah, bitch ain't one. I got a bitch that's old, a bitch that's new, a bitch who loves velvet and the color's blue. I got a bitch who's fat, a bitch who's built, a bitch who all the titties give out powdered milk. I got a bitch who's funny, a bitch who ain't, a bitch who can sing, a bitch who can't, a bitch who loves fucking on an airplane. I even got a bitch off Soul Train. I got a bitch who wore ragtop bins, long ends. I got a bitch who's broke as a bum, but she's the most fun. I got a bitch who puts the in her, a bitch who's dope, a bitch who is thinking, a bitch who won't, a bitch who's short, a bitch who's tall, a bitch who runs my pager with priority calls. And I love them all, I love them crazily, and they love me back, that's why they stay with me. So if you have a girl problems, I'm the baddest. Got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one, hit me. Yo, Marquise, you from my head, and why don't you show these motherfuckers all over the world the two-line style of how the bitches treat a motherfucking fly nigga like you. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one of them. I don't trip on hoes cause I don't need none of them. Putting up the taste and things to persuade. And all my hoes are cock, nigga, how you claim? That's why I don't sleep on them. I just freak on them. You think in they mouth, take it out and I ski on them. The nigga the one nighter, the bitch exciter. I only love my hoes when I'm throwing up beside them. Problem number one is getting money. I'd rather taste the cream than sip the honey. So don't expect nothing, cause I ain't an offer. And I go hard on my bitches, cause I'm never, never softening. Put a demand on them, fucking me scram on them. The wham bam, thank you ma'am, game is ran on them. So fuck how you feel, your fucking cheap thrill. I hope you took the pill, cause I won't pay the bill. Getting pussy's just another expense. Your pussy pays the bills, this dude pays the rent. I only need a hope for one thing, and that's the karma. That 99 problems, and a bitch ain't one. Ha! Yo, Marquise, my motherfucker, you got problems, man. A bitch ain't one.
Aw, shit.
Let me tell you how to do this shit. I got a bitch that loves dick. She'll fuck you right after she fucks me. I got a bitch who loves boats. I got a bitch who loves handcuffs and ropes. I got a bitch that's fast, a bitch that's slow. A bitch that's a virgin and a bitch that's a hoe. A bitch that lies, a bitch that's true. A bitch who's a man because the bitch is too. I got a bitch that's cool, a bitch that's hot. A bitch who loves rap, a bitch who loves rock. A bitch who's lost and one who knows where it's at. She gets up under me and purrs like a cat. I got a bitch that runs, I got a bitch that walks. I got a bitch that yells, I got a bitch who talks. I got a bitch that's dirty, got a bitch that's neat. I got a super fine bitch that I knocked in the swap meet. And I love them all, I love them crazily. And they love me back, that's why they stay with me. So if you're having girl problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Hit me. No, a bitch ain't one. You know what I'm saying? I got problems with my motherfucking rent, Marquis, but a bitch ain't one.
Man, you got yourself nothing, man. Fucking crack, you make that
home. A bitch ain't one. I got problems staying out here in the street with these police trying to take a nigga out, you know? But a bitch ain't one. I got problems with motherfuckers buying my records. A bitch ain't one.
Fuck them all.
Oh yeah, jam.
Yo, Trey, where's the goddamn drum machine?
Oh shit.
fucking with poop.
Yeah, motherfucker, what the fuck we gonna do?
Hey, homie, see? Yeah, that's right. You the fly hustler.
Oh, y'all still selling that fake Louis, huh?
Hey, don't be turning the high side up in here. You don't even got the...
Oh, baby, I don't need the high side. Just give me some khakis and I'm straight.
Turn this me, oh, raggy, Rudy Poot, random gangster. Who you think you are, MC Hammer? You can't afford this Louis Vuitton.
Oh, what you mean I can't afford it? Why I wanna try to afford some more fake Louis? Baby, if that's real Louis, I'm Tom Cruise.
You see, I'd like to buy something.
You don't know jack about this Louis. Take your sorry self over boot number two for the crack pipe.
Yeah, all right, I got your crack pipe right here, baby. Get off my tail. Whoa, Louis Vuitton never made a sweat set. When you sweat up and down, that you got the Louis boots on your roll to the swap meet, girlfriend. On your 7'6 Cutlass. In the shot, Louis V is what you said. Black Knight Cortez slipping on your bed. You're sagging, droop like a baller. Your girl starts walking towards the counter, so you call her.
Oh, this is on, why don't you get this for me?
Every time you hit the swap meet, it's gimme, gimme, gimme. A little old lady in the back starts to crack, she's deep.
That's right.
Drew Caselli, she peaks. Her name is Mary Pong, and she got it going on. Swap meet weave with the swap meet thongs. Leather mini skirt with the oriental draw. Little Mary Pong is raw. She said, I wanna make your girlfriend look good. Start buying all your Louis in the hood. And you're sprung on the 2-5 meet Louis.
What you need?
Swap meet. Swap meet Louis.
You don't know Jack, but.
Victim number two, a rich young couple from Bellevue. Huh. Welcome to the swap meet. Another dumb couple about to get beat. Out came little Mary Pong. She had the big Louis V gear on. The couple got sprung and the wife wants some. Louis V hat with the diamonds. She's thinking she got that deal. 2-for-1 is a steal. The hat might have had an LV on the back, but at the swap meet, that ain't Jack. But she bought it, cost about 300. Mary Pong said, you're the one. But when the girl Louis got wet, she started complaining. Baby girl Louis started fading. Now she's trying to take it back. But the swap meet don't play that. Cause when a customer tries to intimidate, Mary Pong pulls a 38. She ain't about to get bum rushed. She's strapped and she's ready to bust. But at the swap meet, you don't pay tax. They're moving out fake Louis by the batch. Swap meet Louis.
I'm clacking like a dollar.
Swap meet Louis.
We all rich boys.
Swap meet Louis.
Black silk dress.
Swap meet Louis.
Rich boys girls.
Swap meet Louis.
Bingo sell.
Swap meet Louis.
Bingo sell.
Swap meet Louis. Swap meet Louis.
Bingo sell.
Be an attitude of just a step smooth in a swap meet. Buying much gear for the feet. When we spot Mary Pong with a black face. Selling bootleg Mix-a-Lot tape. The brother bought the tape and kept stepping. And Mary Pong starts looking for a weapon. I got a plan and I'm about to use it. What's up with the bootleg music? Mary Pong is about to get jacked. She had a stack of big bootleg racks. Being attitude crack like snakes. Now the tapes and the Louis and break. The whole swap meet went crazy. I'm socking more booze than Patrick Swayze. Toss a mess of fake Louis in the trunk. Hit the gas and the tack just sunk. Like that, out of there. Swift brothers like the rolling pears. So we jet to the boulevard fast. Slinging swap meet Louis for cash. Swap meet Louis.
That's right, tell him, homie.
Swap meet Louis.
Right here, baby.
Swap meet Louis.
What you need?
Swap meet Louis.
What you need?
There is a ton of traffic leading up to the Golden Gate Bridge, and that's unfair. I don't deserve this. No one deserves this.
Like an alarm, so wake up, brand of you, and take up arms. Cause more
was necessary than vocabulary war. Cause a toxic rock imports hitting on your door. CIA, I see you later. Cause if it's coming soon, I'll flip this shit like Pacino and it's your dog day afternoons. Attica, Attica, truck engines, you bring your statica. My alphabet will slash that they can flip you. Automatica, dramatic, like Ali Shaheed Muhammad brought the vibes. I bring the sun at red dawn upon the thoughts of false Manon. So stand in attention, devil dirge. You never survive choosing sides against the wretched of the earth. The infiltrator, child intoxicator, people incarcerator, liberation movement annihilator. We got you clock pushing rocks in your veil. We got brothers trooping subways like the Ho Chi Minh Trail. We got the truth at it. Last emperor KRS in history manifested. Tomorrow the next lesson.
You plan on selling crack, but you be doing that.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
So get that flashlight out of
my face.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
The last emperor, KRS-1,
as free market capitalism and technology expands, the third world's fertile soil becomes a desert wasteland. So it takes fans to demand the government provide answers. When Lady Liberty has me bewitched like Samantha, and poverty is one of the most malignant forms of cancer. To all my black magic romances and acid rain dances. Develop close ties like Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza. We fear no man and throw jams that attack counterintelligence programs. Exciting like the epic adventures of Conan. I colonize minds like Zaire by the Belgians. Now what the hell is the problem with the system and what it sells us? I break ancient relics like Wyclef did the Zealots. I saw an iron curtain called hip-hop and got it open like Boris Yeltsin. Whirlwind, tornadoes, in the rainforest if you say so. KRS in the last of the war like the Green Hornet and Kato. Zack De La Roca brings the enraged flow. But all three drop science and become the most powerful alliance since NATO.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
You know the cops, they got a network for the toxic rock.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
So get that flashlight out of here.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
The last emperor, KRS-1, and Big Zack. I say the CIA be criminals in action. Cocaine crack unpacking, high surveillance tracking. Prominent blacks and whites giving orders for mass slaughters. I want all my daughters to be like Maxine Waters. When they flooded the streets with crack cocaine, I was like Noah. Now they lower, cause the whole Cold War is over. Communism fell to the dollars you were grabbing it. Only assault and battering in the name of intelligence gathering. Now it's karma you battling a losing fight. I choose the mic to recite, ignite light in the night. We should beat them. President Clinton should delete him. It's not hard. The CIA simply has no more job. Oh my God, it's mother. You can fix this. We rock over mixes, not 666s. Yo, this is the message to all that can hear it. If you got secret information, now's the time to share it. Call your congresswoman, your senator, your mayor. It's time for all the scholars to unite with all the players. Rearrange and see. Times are definitely changing, G. They used to tap the phone. Now they tapping while you paging me. It's crazy, B. Yet it's plain to see who the enemy, who's left, the NRA, ATF, the AMA, okay, it's all irrelevant, cause in the new millennium, there'll be no central intelligence. Throw your hands up, you know what's up, kid, throw your hands up.
Yo, this is record about stars trying to be stars. Stars faking like gangsters, gangsters faking like stars. Stars want to be stars, but they're really pranksters. So I had to go get my man Jay-Z, cause we the only two ex-stars on staff. So we could tell it to you straight and not fake. Yo, Jay-Z, kick it. Picture a nigga that's raw as a myth. The motherfucking Jada T. Tired of niggas saying how bad they are. Fucking like gangsters, but I call them gangstars. Stars that wanna be gangsters, but up on the real side. Not like Jackie the High. Bad boys don't stay, fuck niggas on the street. See, now that ain't me. Example, niggas go to concerts, fucked up. Next thing you know, the niggas get chucked up. And they don't look so tough to me. I guess niggas ain't the same on and off, too. But not me, I got the mic and shoot the game. And on the streets, they're the same motherfucking thing. See, I don't fuck no bullshit.
Shout out. You know what's up, man? another goddamn song with all these niggas on it. I've been dipped in shit.
Yeah. about artists starting out doing their first demo or their first independent record, but the guy who started the earliest with a released record is Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day. Billy Joe Armstrong was 5 years old when his mother took him and his siblings to a local record store for music lessons. Now, the owners of the record store, a husband and wife, said that they would give those music lessons for free if Billy Joe could sing on a kid's record of theirs. There were only 100 copies, and the song was called Look for Love. And oddly enough, the B-side of the record was called Meet Billy Joe.
Hot deets.
Swing and pistachios are progressing well. It has been dry, but we're getting into the rainy season when we kick off September. Meanwhile, we'll have wet weather across the Gulf Coast Monday to Tuesday with some heavy downpours on the way to Florida, and that's
Crew Cab for 0% for 72 months plus $3,000 in package savings. Guts, glory, Ram.
Why does ExxonMobil's new Synergy gas?
Walking down the street, and when you get real close, well, you make
place it says light up the room. Yeah, face a charm that just stands out everywhere you go. And when you're around a lot of fellas, you really steal the show. And even though I'm a man, I must confess, out of all the things in the world, your ladies are the best. So you girls out there, you know what I'm talking about. Come on, throw your hands up in the air and let me hear you shout.
Yo,
he said,
I self Lord and Master. I didn't understand something. Overstand to that.
He said,
Islam.
Yeah, facts.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Guru always says some shit.
So, I noticed too, Reek, I checked your Instagram like about a month ago, and I see you be promoting a lot of health, like staying in shape and the way you eat and all that,
which is
a good thing, because a lot of, you know, especially in minorities, blacks especially, we don't eat as healthy as we do. We junk food crazy.
Yeah, bro, I be fighting when I go to, you know, the grocery store. I see that cookies and cream, ice cream.
Do you eat stuff like that?
Yeah, and even when, you know, I eat a lot of chicken and fish, and even when I do, you know, I dibble and dabble sometimes and eat junk food, garbage food, but what I just make sure is not regular. Every now and then I'll say, man, fuck that.
Yeah,
I mean,
big out,
bullshit.
Yeah.
For the majority.
Yeah, well, like they always say, they said even if you cheat, you're supposed to have a cheat meal, not a cheat day.
Like
you do the burger and fries all greasy, then go right back to your regular shit. I get a cheat day, so the whole day they eat
One of my favorite shits, man, that I be trying to put people on, this is fucking delicious. You take the burgers, right? And you take the thick parts of the lettuce. Instead of making it with bread,
That's your bun. Right.
That's out all day. That's just, you know, cook them in the form of, you know, the greasy ass, a wrap. That's what's called a protein burger, man. I found that shit about, you know, traveling with bus in Hollywood, Carney's. Right. You ever been to Carney's?
Nah.
Carney's just put me onto that shit. Ever since then, I go around, let me get a protein burger.
I'm gonna look into that for sure.
Trust me, man.
You ain't gotta look into it, you just do it.
Make the lettuce your bread.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you add onions and all that shit?
All that.
The mustard,
because any type of vegetable is healthy for you. I don't got it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's the bread and the carbs, man.
And alkaline water too, man. And the fruits and the vegetables, man. We gotta get back to our greens, man. Yeah. Rest in peace, Dr. Sebi, man. Rest in peace, man. Yo, definitely an icon. Definitely
your pants put me on to that.
We be on that high level, you know what I'm saying?
We gotta get back to our higher chakra. You know what I'm saying? We dealing with our lower stuff right now.
No question.
We gotta get back to our higher, but it's the foods we eat.
Tell them who you are, man.
My name is Pilly, man. I go back with Reek since the 80s. Since elementary school.
Second grade, we started rapping together. He cheated.
Third grade.
Yeah, I'm spinning some shit Ellie. That I wrote. It don't make sense because we in third grade. This nigga.
I remember what you wrote. You said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and it goes to 11. I can write a rhyme, some shit like that.
Yo, this motherfucker spit J Rule. He spit J Rule to damage and shit happened.
Like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. Right now, to this day. Well, right now, you know, a mastermind and a wise man always changes his mind. Right now, I would say J. Rook Damage is the best rapper.
Yo, he spit. He spit J. Rook Damage and shit.
I would say because of the message
nice.
He spit back then. It's relevant today.
No question.
That's
shout out to Rook.
Yo, press your luck.
First of all, where did you get them beats? Like, what were you doing? Like, what was you doing?
Wait, hold on.
Where did you get J. Rufo?
Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
Bro, like, banging on the keyboards? Like, what it sounds like.
Yeah,
like, I wanted to sound like a kid messing with the piano. Like, get off that piano.
Let me ask you, do you ever get that itch or that scratch to, you know, even, do you can inspire from these artists today to even make one of those kind of beats or even...
Well, I'm still doing that, you know what I'm saying?
I just feel like we just show interview you. I like that.
I'm glad to be on Pilly's show right now.
Yeah, man. This is, yo, bro, this is a legend right here. I might never see him again. At least I can, you know, go back. Like, y'all asked him this, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Man, that was that era.
Listeners, too, they want to hear that.
Yo, that was that golden era, man. We always talk about this. That era we grew up in. I'm 34. I'll be 34 November, inshallah. I'm 34. The era we grew up in, late 80s. 90s, even to like the 2001, 2000, maybe 2004.
Yeah.
That was that era.
Wow.
Well, I'm a good example of still being passionate about it. I'm 50 years old.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
no, you're not. Yeah.
You're 34. Yeah, 50. 1966.
I'm
raised on, like what y'all said, I respect my peers that came before me, and I was, same thing. I was like, yo, what do you like? What are you into? It? What made you want to do it? Same thing. And that's why I carry on the torch to not ever let that sound die. Yes. Because that's, to me, is the sound of New York officially, how I was raised in it. Yeah. You know, so,
it's the sound of, to me personally, it's the sound of hip hop at its highest quality.
Yeah, it's the purest form.
Boom, back.
Purest form.
You understand what I'm saying? It's purest form, what you do.
Well, and all the stuff you're speaking on, get ready for Panchi and Shabino's album, the NYGs. I produced the whole album. It's about to come out. It's called Hustlers Union, Local NYG. We've got an applause from Torch, goddamn. It's on the same level of the streets, but still where there's a message, but in the form of where even the most hardheads will go, damn, I'm feeling what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it ain't dumbed down or nothing like that. It's intelligent, but still hood. And that's the type of stuff I like as a consumer. I always say I make stuff I would buy.
Right.
That's really what it is.
Right.
I make stuff that I would buy.
I will listen to.
Yeah.
I
buy it too.
I've been being in high school and going and copping the Gangstar albums and J. Rue and all that, and just looking at the credits.
Always read credits.
Seeing Primo on there, like, I'm like, good grief.
Yo, what was that time like, man, like just being around?
But it was dope because at that time, every artist that we also respected had dope albums.
Yeah.
So it'd be like 20 albums out. De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, Gangstar, but then you'd have Busta with an album out.
EPMD.
Yeah, EPMD would have an album out. That's the Sonic would have an album out. Yeah, Black Home, Jay-Z, LL. It's like, and all around the same time. It was that many albums that were that thorough.
What's going on now? Why isn't it like that now?
It is. It's just now it's going back to where you have to know where to find it.
Yeah,
and that's what this show represents.
This show right here.
Perfect, man.
Matter of fact, we're running out of time because, you know, we're from 10 to 12, so we got to get into some of your music. Now, the stuff they've been sending me, is this preparing for an album that you're about to drop?
Yeah, man. Well, I got to Reap What You Sowed joint. That's
with,
album,
with Mook?
No, the other track with Mook is coming up on this.
Yeah, I just got that. Shout to Mickey Knox again. He sent me that.
Man. I got an album called Undeniable. Definitely shout out to Mickey Knox. Man. Yeah. We just got together. Oh, Duck, man. That was... You know what's happened? I got into an independent deal, and when I, you know, dropped up, they kept telling me, wait. And I had a record with Lil Durk that was more of that club shit. They wanted to push that. But everybody always, this
Duck
is why
stupid.
Duck didn't get pushed. Because that's the record I get asked
Video
about the most.
Dope, too.
Facts, I get asked about it the most, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my independent label, they didn't put the energy into it. They wanted to put the energy into it.
Right.
Club shit, and then we had a fallout, so it was like,
well, one thing I always say, and me and Pants were talking about this the other day, whatever audience you want to reach is really what you need to key in on first as your launch.
Yeah.
Now, even though you have a lot of street records that even when you were with Bus that came out and you featured on, still when you do your stuff, like, I don't care if you do 20 radio records, every time you're about to launch your next project, always drop your street banger first.
Mm-hmm.
That way that the audience that would already like you on Philly. Then
that's why
then when you do the radio record, then I'm like, oh man, he went that way.
That
too.
Was Duck. Duck was the, that's like he said, Duck was the one that had everybody like, yo, yeah, you about to go, I see you.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? And then even though the joint me and Dirk was moving, but it was getting worked.
And I love it. I've been banging Third Rail.
That one would have rocked in the club after Duck.
Yeah.
Duck was the club intro.
Yeah, facts. And they didn't really put no energy behind that one.
Duck is the fuck the club up.
Yeah.
Like, gotta get them.
Yo,
in
when
the club,
I perform that record, bro, I just see people's faces. When I perform it, the energy behind it, I see people's faces. They just like,
stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
Like the big homie said, you gotta listen to Third Rail.
Third Rail, I've been playing every week.
Baby.
I saw you tweet me or something like that.
No, it's just that's story rap, bro. I'm trying to, you know what I'm know, original form.
Well, let's do this. I don't mean to cut y'all. We only have 10 minutes left. We got to put some Reek the Villain records in the mix. So let's get the third.
I think Reek the Villain want to spit something.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We can play a record too and get it straight. All right. Let us close the show.
You got the, take Junk Trip, Trunk Drives? We got something special for you.
It depends on how soon I can load it up.
You can load it up ASAP.
Yeah, it has to be ASAP. 10 minutes is going to go real fast.
So let's get into some right now.
Let's get into third rail.
We definitely going to get into third rail. Give us 5 minutes to get some bars.
Let's get into third rail. You want to spit too?
Yes,
okay. So let's get into third rail. I'm going to play 3 joints real quick, and then we're going to let you spit.
Let's get
and then we'll close out. All right? But look, I'm going to do an old drop from your conglomerate days.
Let's go.
And then
we're going to get my brother. That's my big brother for life.
All right, just put it right there, and I'll load up. All right, Reek the Villain is here.
Yeah.
Bad Seed is here.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it like this. We're going back a few years. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Nation is
the station.
Yeah. It's your boy Reek the Villain, man. AKA the Prince of the Conglomerate. And right now we live from the headquarters with my boy DJ Premier, AKA Primo, the one and only, the legendary himself. Yeah.
Yo, strong on that kid right there with wavy hair. Billy tossed him, snatched him out of swim in Times Square. Sun was flossing. I put the Dalai Lama to his brain. All his shoes make a hungry nigga feeling sort of way.
Like the summer, yeah.
We drunk as fuck. It's Friday night. I know y'all drunk.
I need a refill.
Y'all on
fuck shit. We don't get no fuck shit.
Y'all on the way to the club.
Yeah, I don't get no fuck.
We like the official pregame.
Yeah, this is pregame to the club.
To the weekend. Yeah. To the whole fucking weekend.
You about to be playing
Before I Let Go.
Nah. Let me.
Before I Let Go. You on some sweater shit. You on some fucking braids and sweater shit.
I got a Carnegie.
You on some fucking, you on some vino.
Your braids
wine.
Crispy as fuck.
You on some San Pellegrino.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
You on some San Pellegrino.
I don't even know what that is. Who that is?
You on some, fucking Parmesan
it's
fries.
Water.
Man. Parmesan fries and steaks.
Your ass to the house. You look like you about to go home and play 2K, nigga.
Nah.
You don't know what I'm really doing?
Nah, I don't.
Niggas is drunk. Behind, turn the mic off.
Why you got the basketball in the studio?
Because we was playing.
I'm taking over nigga Snap Instagram, whatever the fuck that shit is.
It's called Snapchat. Maybe it's
all right.
Who's snapping that?
The streets is watching.
So
y'all
want to
see the behind the scenes.
Y'all want to see shenanigans.
Follow us
right
on
now.
Snapchat, SIW45. And you know, we've
been on
Instagram.
Fuck all that. Emilio, where you at?
Listen,
there's some bars on my motherfucking Twitter, nigga. You trying to tell me you ain't no motherfucking artist, nigga? Is that what you telling me, bro?
Yes.
The only one is like, holy the chain, holy the rings, only the chain.
Okay, well, my man's
super chillin'. Yo, Mike G, you know he's here to chill.
Hey, my man, Mike B, you know we gotta chill.
Now the funky homo saint, we need to chillin'.
Hey, my man, Domino, yo, he's
chillin'. Like that,
man.
Jesus.
stop them. I can't stop them. No one can see but you when you dance, dance, dance.
One, including music from Troye Sivan, Ada Grammer, Zayn, Haley Steinfeld, and One Republic, with special guest hosts all time low, happening in less than 10 minutes. And by the way, if you follow me on Snapchat, it's Mikey Piff is the handle.
Okay,
you can see
yeah,
them
great
covering this song.
What?
Sneak peek video
oh my
coming
God.
Soon.
I can't keep my hands to myself.
Seven.
natural.
Del Jefe from NoFX. Yo, what's going on? You listening to Marky Ramone's punk rock, Blitzkrieg on Sirius Radio. Yo, give me a hot dog with special sauce. That fucking kid.
Congratulations, everyone. We made it. Have a good weekend.